Hello, good morning, good evening, and good whatever time it is where you're listening from. You have just tuned in to the BPC, also known as the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS, but there's no BS here. Just what once was broken spirits that are now whole spirits, picking up pieces and turning them to power each week. It's time to get ready, get set, and press play. So sit back, relax, and do whatever you do to unwind, because it's conversation time, people. Let's go and let's grow, because if you're going to go through it, you might as well grow through it. All right, people, welcome back to the BPC, the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS. I'm your host, Miracles One. And last week's episode, intimacy versus intimacy. That was a doozy. That was a doozy. That was a title that was fitting. And we got to dig a bit more. You know, I might have talked toward, alluded toward the end of somewhere during that last week's podcast. I was going to get into emotional immunity deficiency syndrome. But I'm going to leave that alone, because right now, I need to talk about more than a little R&R, risk versus reward. And this is episode 5 of 2024, the fifth one of the year. I think it's fitting. You know, when I think about risk versus reward, we think about how often we take chances in life. We take chance. Matter of fact, every time we walk out the door, we take a chance that we're not going to get into a car accident. We're not going to walk in, God forbid, some type of shooting situation where we're trying to hide for our lives. Every time we walk out, we take a risk. But those are not the type of risks I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the risks that involves finding your intimate partner, that person you can let into you and be naked and unafraid, unashamed, be just totally vulnerable. And the reason I want to just make this first segment called risk, because I think a lot of us fail to realize that in order for you to have that person that means the world to you, that gives you something you never had, you're going to have to take a risk again. And the reason you're going to take a risk is, unless you have been living under a rock for the last all adult years of your life, somebody has hurt you. Somebody has broken your heart. Somebody has caused you discomfort, caused you pain emotionally. And then you say, I'm never going to go through that again. I'm not going to be in that close. But at the end of the day, in order for you to love, you're going to have to take a risk. So before I dig into this in deep, let me give you a definition of risk. The chance that an investment, such as a stock commodity, will lose value. Let me say that again. The chance that an investment, I'm just going to leave right there, will lose value. I always think about last week, and I was talking about intimacy. When you allow somebody into you, I'm not talking about just the physical part. Yes, that's a risk, but not something like that. When you allow somebody into you, you get naked in front of them. You get vulnerable. You show them things about you that you feel like, if I show you this, I can trust that you would never use this information against me to try to hurt me, cause me harm, discomfort, try to use and manipulate me. You're trusting with that. At the same time, if somebody lets you into them, it's the same thing. What you don't realize, when they let you into them, you are planting a seed. You are making an investment, because the investment that you're making that we don't even think about is time. You always hear me say all the time, and I allude through different conversations, that time is the most expensive commodity that you cannot buy more of. Once it's gone, it's gone. I always say, you know what? You know, time is a gift from God. What we do with our time is a gift back to Him, whoever you serve. I just reference back to, you know, who I serve. And so that risk of investing time in a person can be scary. That risk of saying, I had a checklist, I had these boxes, that next time I got in a relationship, I wasn't going to allow this to happen, and the person had to have dot, dot, dot. I'm going to tell you right now, if you really want to experience something you never experienced before, throw your superficial, not your core value checklist, throw your superficial checklist out of the way. Let me tell you why. Last week when I was talking on, we're dealing with intimacy versus into me, I said the problem is we get so caught up on the outside of the fruit, of the skin. And with the skin doesn't allow us to see within, because that's where the true value is. And I said how the enemy of your soul causes you to invest or pour into people that you was never supposed to pour into. Do you realize a lot of your superficial stuff is stuff that can be imitated through somebody else? I always tell people the devil cannot create. He only can use what's already here and imitate, or whatever dark force you believe in. You believe of. I don't believe in him like that. I believe in God, but I'm not giving him that power. I know he exists, but what I believe in is God's power. So whether you believe in same way, believe in the light. So he has to use things that are already there. So when you're about to meet your purpose partner and that person you're supposed to be intimate with, again, not just about physical intimacy, I'm talking about the ultimate intimacy, spiritual, mental, emotional, soulful. And then the physical is just 10% after that. The enemy will try to send you things that look like your physical checklist, your checkbox. And you might end up missing out on your biggest blessing. And I'm going to tell you, you change. You evolve throughout your season. You evolve. Every 10 years, you go through a major evolution yourself. I can remember in my 30s. I said, you know, when I was single, I'm single now, but this is prior to my divorce. When I was single, I used to say stuff like, I would never marry a woman with more than two kids. And then one time I remember saying one in another season, my 20s. Then in my 30s, it changed to two. And I would say now, if I met somebody, because I love family, and my oldest daughter is grown and my youngest baby girl is be 10 in a couple, in a few days. If I met somebody who had three kids and they were of an age bracket where my daughter could blend in with them, and the mom was amazing, it wouldn't deter me at all. That's a risk I'd be willing to take. And I'm telling you that because I'm being naked in front of you. Now, four might be a push. A three, the right age bracket, the right environment, that the foundation is there and things like that. And that I can add to it, that I could be an asset to that family dynamic, and that her kids and she could be an asset to mine. I'll most definitely do it. I wouldn't hesitate, because at the end of the day, you're looking for somebody that you can be your true, authentic self with. You can be your ugly. You go back to the episode, not getting into your uniqueness, greatness. You know, love unconditionally, intelligence on an emotional level. But anyway. That's what we want. That's what we desire. And so that means we're going to take a risk. That means you got to throw a lot of stuff to the wind in order for you to get the reward you've been waiting for your heart. To get that soulmate, that intimate partner that you can be everything with. I think that's what we all want. No matter what your sexual preference is, I'm not here to judge you. At the end of the day, you want another human being to love on you unconditionally. Maybe some conditional moments to give you hope, to give you joy, to give you happiness. They can give you joy. Joy is internal. They give you happiness. And if you can grow old with it and have a life, a to death do us part type life with it. That's what we all want. But we got to be willing to take a risk. That's why I said more than a little R&R. More than. It got to be more than a little risk. It got to be a big risk. Big risk gives you a big reward. High risk investments. High risk reward. Medium risk investments, medium risk reward. Low risk investments, low risk reward. So if you want the ultimate prize, you're going to have to take a high risk. You're going to have to let go of all that pain and all that trauma you've been through with other people. And I think that I understand why I'm waiting to next week to do the other episode. And not allow it to control you and stop you from doing something different and jumping off the cliff to hit the water. That's like you literally saying, you're sending stories up in the air. And then you're going, I'm going to jump into this pool of water. We see on videos all the time in some of these other countries. That jump represents you saying, I'm going to take the biggest risk I ever said I would never take. I never would jump off a cliff. But then I said, you know what? It's time to make that jump. And I'm going to trust when I hit that water, that water is going to nourish every part of my soul. And the crazy thing is, when you come across a person like that, you're going to know it. You're going to feel it deep down inside. It's going to be something you never felt. It's not going to be a feeling. It's not going to be a lust. It's going to be, ooh, she fine. Ooh, he's handsome, sexy. Yes, that might get your attention. That's not going to be the risk that keeps you there. So I'm going to challenge you this week for the first segment, call to action. Go back and kill your superficial checklist and stick to only your core values and say, I'm going to take a risk to find my intimate mate, the person who can be into me and I can be into them. All right? I'm Miracles One. That was the first segment. We're going to go on our 36-second break, and I'll be back with you guys shortly. Hope you enjoyed the first segment. All right, people, we're back for seg two of the BPC, the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS. And we're talking about more than a little R&R, risk versus reward. So last segment, my tongue got tied. We were discussing the risk. Let's discuss the reward. So what's the definition of reward? Very simple. A thing given in recognition of one's service, effort, or achievement. So the word I want to dive into when we think about reward is going to be effort. You will achieve equivalent to or greater than the effort you put forth. And I know it sounds like I'm saying the risk, but really the effort is the work. Because you can plant the seed in the ground. You can have a conversation with this person, but now you got to work the ground. You got to take your time and, depending on what they've been through themselves, you may have to break that ground open some more and nourish it, get it nice and wet and the moisture's there and the ground is nice and it's able to receive nourishment, it's able to receive the rain to water it. And you work it and you have to water it. And then eventually you have to feed it with good things. You have to put the effort in to start liking that person, put the effort in to start dating with intention, to put the effort in to have kids, to give her a safe space or give him a safe space to where when that time came for you guys to introduce each other to y'all children, you made him or her feel safe already. You put the effort in there where they know this person, if this person was to fall in love, they're going to love me as well as my kids and vice versa. That's effort. You sit there and you show them that if I'm dating you and we are in a space and a place where I want you to know, I desire to get to know you more. You're going to put in that effort to spend more time with her or him. You're going to put in that effort. You know, I'm going to be honest. I'm not a phone person. I would talk to you on the phone. I might would do video calls, but I prefer, you know, face-to-face as much as possible. But I do video calls, you know, with a person. If we got a chance where we only so many hours away from each other, it possibly could work as long as we, you know, make the effort. But my bottom line is, it's really about the effort. What effort are you willing to put forth so you can receive the reward? You know, are you willing to have the effort of having those transparent communications with each other, transparent conversations where you bring up, y'all talk about the things you walked out, and she talk about things she walked out, and then y'all make a vow to never use that information against the other. That is called effort. You make an effort to say, you know what, once a month, if I'm dating somebody, I have this thing, I believe in it, I think it works. I think it's almost foolproof. Well, you set a date once a month. You put the effort and say, look, we're going to come together once a month and we're going to figure out whatever's bothering each other, we're going to talk about it. We haven't talked about it yet. And that's the day you do that. And it's not going to be holding no grudges, because what we don't want to have a little fox to sport in the vine. Means that if you allow something small to constantly just grow with inside of you, never deal with it, it becomes something big, and then it blows up on you when you least expect it. So having these once a month meetings with the person you're dating, with your significant other, you can apply this to any relationship with coworkers, your bosses, where y'all just talk about issues that we hadn't talked about that we had with each other. You'll get much fruit from it. You'll get such a fruit from that. You'll get such a reward from that because, again, that's the labor. That's the effort. You know, I think we don't spend enough time. We want to buy people too much. We want to take them out to eat. We want to take them travel and do all this stuff. That does not take much effort. That just takes money. I'm keeping it real. I'm not saying I wouldn't love to travel and all this stuff. What I'm saying is, a lot of times we mask our deficiency by doing those superficial things. Men are notorious for it. They don't want to speak their emotions. They don't want to speak their feelings. They don't want to take their time and open themselves up to a woman. So let me take you shopping. Let me go buy you things. Let me take you out to eat at the finest restaurant. Let me take you traveling. But you never talk about what you've been through. Do you not realize, man, how much of the service you are doing to them when you don't let them know the trauma you've experienced? So if it pops up in a relationship, she don't think you bat, you know what, crazy? Bat sugar, honey, iced tea crazy? Not saying you're doing anything to her, but all of a sudden you just have an emotional breakdown and she had no idea the things you walked out. You need to start putting the effort in the beginning to have that transparent, put everything on the table talk when you start that feeling that comfortable with that person, where you want to start dating her with intentions and only her. And if you're still filling out and you're collecting data from other people, you might not be in a place where you want to put the effort to have that conversation. But if it's at a point where y'all starting to narrow this thing down and it's starting to get real, you got to put the effort in to have that conversation. Women the same thing. But men, let me tell you something. I say women the same thing. But until you give her a comfortable space where she can sit there and say those type of things to you, she's not going to open up to you like that. And I tell you, one of the best things you can do is show her how comfortable you are with her. Because by showing her that and putting that effort forward, the reward would be both of y'all would be wanting to be into each other. Because when y'all was naked in front of each other, neither one of y'all talked about each other's deficiency or flaws. Yeah, let me say that again. If you put the effort to have that conversation with her and then she feels safe like that with you, y'all are in a place now where because y'all was naked in front of each other and neither one of y'all talked about the other deficiency, now that person's in a place to let you into them and you let them into you. That's the reward. And then once y'all get into each other, y'all will start producing fruit from the relationship. Fruit for your kids to see whatever you and the other parent or whatever divorce went separate ways for. These kids get a new opportunity to see what a fruitful marriage, a fruitful relationship looks like. Because you guys did the work, y'all put the effort in. So the reward isn't just about you or her or him, her and her, him and him, whatever your taste is. The reward is truly about everybody else being affected from watching you guys put on display what real love is and real love looks like. Because at the end of the day, it's what we want. We want more of that type of love. That's the reward. That's the reward. So I'm not going to make this segment any longer because I could artificially pack stuff on, but that's all needs to be said about the reward. And so my call to action for this one is make a promise to yourself that I'm willing to put the effort in. I'm willing to be intentional in my dating. I'm willing, if I meet somebody, to allow myself to be naked in front of him if you're a man, naked in front of her. And then she'll want to be naked in front of you. And I'm not talking physical nakedness, so don't try me be like, oh, that's what I was alluding to. Not saying anything wrong with them, but what I'm talking about right now is you allowing her to see you from the inside out and vice versa. That should be your goal. Reach that type of effort. See this more love reward. So hope you enjoyed this short segment. Hope it was powerful. Hope it's palatable. You got a lot of food and a lot of taste from it. And it hits your spiritual mouth with fullness and it was fulfilling. So we're going to take our last break and I'll be back in 36 seconds. We're back for the conclusion of More Than a Little R&R, Risk versus Reward. We talk about the risk. We talk about the effort that it takes to receive a reward. Let's talk about the more. What is more? Greater. That's all the more is. Greater. Example, something more than expected. I believe all of us at the end of the season, as we come to 2024 and we're going through the year of the rewind, we get a chance to do relationships over, a chance to take the information we've gleaned from past experience, past mistakes, and getting somebody else in our lives so we can do a relationship with, do life over. And I believe that if you're willing to take the risk, the reward is going to be more. More love, more happiness, more peace, more understanding, more of everything you ever desire. And that's going to be my prayer for you guys. That risk plus reward will equal to more, the greater. And when you look at it like that, if you give all of your experience and this great seed, this power you have that represents the seed, and you put it into good ground, your ROI, your return on investment is going to be more. And it's going to be constant reciprocation between you and this individual, because it's your time to have your more. So, I have nothing else to say, except I'm excited for what's coming for me, myself. Excited for you too. But I believe that because I've done the work, because I trust God, because I have been praying and been patient, that I'm about to receive my more. That I'm going to be blessed with a person who I decide to take a risk on that I've never taken before and reap a reward I've never had before. I always believe that when we in my faith circle, we say that, you know, God collects our tears. He turns our mourning to dancing. And I believe this is a season and a rewind where he's going to turn your mourning to dancing, my mourning to dancing. Again, no matter what you believe, I'm still praying God for you, my Christ, my Jesus. And hopefully and believing that this is going to be your season of your more. And this springtime is going to be interesting. It's coming up in a few months. So as we close, like I always say, if you're going to go through it, you might as well grow through it. And again, thank you for the big ass, the support, and keep sharing, subscribing. If you want to sow seeds, you can do whatever you want through there as well. But the main thing is, share this with another person. And when you pick up this podcast, you're not just picking a podcast, you're picking up pieces and picking up power. Hope you guys have an amazing week. I love you all for life, and I see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. I'm sorry for the delay in the release. Later.